Welcome to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly. Hi, everyone. Welcome to MindBody TV. I am Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm so excited to be here with you and to share this powerful message. There are so many of us awakening on the planet to realize that being in this fear-based system of, you know, slaving away at work, doing for others, but like actually depleting ourselves, doing what we're told that we think, well, this is how it works. So this is what I've got to do. And then realizing like, I'm sick, I'm dying. I'm more depleted at the end of the day than when I was going in and like not really having enough left over for time, money, energy to have our life feel joyful and fulfilling and have things work. And so we're in this like slave away matrix programming, not knowing, is there a different way? How can I do it differently? And so in today's broadcast, I want to bring in three steps to creating a living, doing what you love, where you're fed and nurtured and your life is, you know, your work and business contributes to your body and to your life, not taking away from it as you contribute to others and do what you love to do and you're best at. So welcome. If this resonates with you, I would love to hear it and share in the comments, where are you tuning in from? Like the video, subscribe, share this with someone you love, because we are all ready to awaken from that fear-based matrix of like the slavedom, thinking we're free, but we're actually buying into this slavedom. And it's not true. When you're ready, it's going to actually feel really heavy and like, this sucks. And that just means your life, your heart is calling you into what's actually available for you. And when you find the courage to choose it, to let in the resources, to choose it, to let in the ideas and the clarity of, wait a minute, I could do it this way. That's when everything changes. And so in this episode of MindBody TV, I'm going to show you, how do you become a receiver for that awareness, ideas, for the seeing, oh, there's the door, let me go walk through it, versus the fight or flight nervous system that keeps us with blinders on and we cannot see the way out. So take a deep breath, lift your shoulders up, let them down. This is really the first step in opening to a new way. And so if you are someone who is, you really care deeply about people, you care about others, or you have gifts, inspiration, something to share, and you're really excited about it, even if that might be really frustrating, I want to speak specifically to you because there are so many people ready to be part of the solutions of like a whole new system, healthcare system, like what I'm a part of, a system that truly activates well-being and vitality for everyone. The wealth system, the true financial system, which is based on exchange, authenticity, transparency, and true value instead of what we're doing now, which is really perceived value. The educational system, like all of our systems right now are in that old matrix. They are falling away. It's okay. You are actually here to be a part of the new systems, but we've got to awaken your being, your brain and how it works, your nervous system, so that it can function on this level and you can be this, right? You can choose this. You can operate in a new way. So the first number one thing, and I created a whole course on this called Awaken Your Business, because what I realized was for years I was functioning, you know, in my work and this super amazing, expansive way people were healing, having huge breakthroughs, you know, massive shifts in their money, in their health, in their parenting. And, but then over here in the business aspect, it was kind of glitchy. Like, oh, how do I talk about this? How do I make this work? How do I quote, fill my programs? And it was this like kind of graspy, heavy separation that I felt, and it was hard, and I wasn't making a living, right? It didn't replace my living as an ER doctor for those years. And when I shifted this, and this is the number one thing I'm going to share, no matter who you are and what you're doing, this opened the floodgates. My business 5x'd with revenue that year,
putting food on the table, supporting my lifestyle. I had already left the ER, like kind of took that leap of faith. And that was the year when really things accelerated. But the number one thing I learned was to be a better receiver. Now, as a doctor, as someone in the healing arts, as someone who cares so deeply about humanity, it's like give, give. And then there's this idea like the more you give, the more you'll receive. But if you're giving from separation, right? Like, I've got to help them. You're giving from depletion. You're not including yourself in the equation of what you're giving and what you're creating. You will be depleted. And ultimately, they will too, because you can't keep giving when you're depleted. So, how do you actually arrange it to include yourself in the equation? You've got to be a better receiver. So, yes, your nature is giving and contribution. That goes without saying. The more you fill yourself, what pleases you, what fills your cup, what even just rest and restoration, what contributes to you will always contribute to your business, to your money flows, to your clients or patients or family or children or everyone you care about and like you're trying to give to. So, some things that get in the way of being a great receiver. There's a lot of belief systems. And in the Awaken Your Business program specifically, we do the deep integrative work to release that. So these are not in the way anymore. But what they are is it's wrong. It's too much. I don't deserve it, right? I should just keep giving. It's too much to have it that good, right? So I went from being a doctor and then working in my more like healing practice, but it was still one person at a time. It ultimately depleted me. The quantum leap was when I began looking at how can I receive more and work less? How can I give them more, but working less? Meaning instead of me one-on-one, began to realize, oh, if I include myself as a great receiver, I could put these in videos and then a million people could have this, and I've done the work once. And the value to them is astronomically bigger, and the value to me is astronomically bigger. But if we don't feel we're worthy, like this idea, I should work really hard, we will not allow our brain to operate in that way. We won't see those options. We won't see those solutions. And even if we do, we won't be able to create them when these deep foundational little nuggets of I don't deserve are in place. And so that's one of the big things I do in the Awaken Your Business is like bring you through an integration where you are in an embodiment of I'm worthy. I am worthy of receiving, receiving big, receiving a beautiful, amazing lifestyle of my dreams, because that is always going to be what contributes more to others. You have to include yourself in the equation. The second big thing that needs to be shifted to create a living, meaning you're receiving in abundance, doing what you really love that is a contribution to others, is releasing fear and attachment. And a lot of the ideas that we have around money, around value, around worth. So, as soon as we let go and start operating in a more expansive way, it's going to bring up all the fears. Right? Because we're letting go of one thing. I'm not going to just keep giving, giving, working harder on the hamster wheel. And there's fear like, what if this doesn't work? So you got to start remembering the fear, false evidence appearing real versus the truth. I'm a creator. The I am that I am, which is love, is taking care of me. I am provided for. Okay. So as soon as you go into your body is energy. Do I have any little depiction of that? I'm gonna draw it. Your body is energy. Your energy system creates. And so if you're in the energy of, I'm loved, I'm worthy, money comes to me effortlessly. That is a transmission. And every cell, trillions of cells in your body is speaking, is communicating, right? It's a resonance. We can measure this 8 to 12 feet away from the body with the detection devices we have. And HeartMath Institute has so much research on this, but your body is sending a signal. And so that signal is either, I'm not worthy. Don't even come near me. And you're like, how come I'm not finding clients? How come I'm not having inspired ideas? I'm still in the same stuck programming. Versus this alignment. It's okay. You can even just tell your body, body, it's okay. Tap on your heart, breathe and breathe out. How you breathe, how you hold yourself is going to determine that transmission, that cellular communication to the world around you. Quantum physics shows this actually impacts physical matter, right? Like physical matter isn't really solid and static. It's pure energy. It's constantly changing and shifting. And guess what? One of the most impactful things that is on that physical matter is your vibrational frequency. You are energy and vibration. And so your embodiment is constantly sending a signal out that either allows opportunities to come in, like, hey, this worked out. Oh, that's so great. Or the opposite, closes all the doors. Nothing works out for me no matter what I do. You are a creator. And so what are you creating? And so from the heart, you actually allow a reprogramming. This is one of the main things I've done in the Awaken Your Business program, because this is what really made all the difference for me, is when I shift back into the heart. The electromagnetics of the heart is the strongest, most powerful field of all of your body and all of your system, right? Because you're not just your body. You're actually sending out signals that impact your life, your money, your revenue, your income, the results people get when they work with you, your family, your kids, your home. Is it a mess? Is it a clear, beautiful space that nurtures you? Everything has to do with this. How are you connected in your heart set? Are you in fear, attachment, separation, but I can't let go because it won't work out? And so creating that, or can you 2% soften your body, breathe more fully? You immediately send out a new emanation, a new field of transmission. So you got to check in, who am I being in this moment? Because the fear and attachment, old perspectives of money, of worth and value, of what's possible, will actually hold you in an energetic contraction that has lack show up, that has it seem impossible. It also changes, right? Because the heart is the most powerful electromagnetic frequency. It is sending messages to your brain, to your body, all of your organ systems, immune system, hormones, how fast you're aging is going to determine what's happening in here. So your brain will function differently. Like that year when I made the choice to leave the ER, like I literally, it's done. I can't have it as a fallback on, or like, I really should keep it. I worked so hard for it. In case this doesn't work out, I'm going to go back there. It was like, nope, you're going to choose from your knowing. I knew that I knew that I knew this was not expansive for me. And so I let it go completely and fully, no turning back. Well, this changes how your brain works. Every time you make a choice in favor of your knowing, that small, still voice inside you of, Kim, go toward your dream. Here's your yes. This is what's expansive. Okay, I'll choose that, right? Whether it's little by little or big by big, you choose that and you let that in. It changes the way your brain works. As soon as you release fear and attachment, soften your body a little more fully, and there's more tools in the Awaken Your Business program that bring you through this new embodiment, your brain changes. You see solutions that were maybe right there all along, and you have the ability to choose them where you previously, like, literally didn't see them. So it's like, I can't, I can't, I can't. Soon as you soften your body, make these changes, tap on your heart, shift your breathing, it changes your nervous system. So it changes your electromagnetic signaling, right? The frequency being transmitted through your being, but it also changes your brain functioning. So you will see things you didn't see before. You'll maybe hear or have an idea like, oh my gosh, this never even occurred to me before, but this is so obvious. And it won't necessarily be this massive, big, leap of faith. Sometimes it's just like, why didn't I think of that before? You didn't think of it because when we're in the fear attachment, our brain can't work expansively. So this is the second shift. Okay. The third one, which might sound a little like esoteric, is being willing to create from the unknown. Most of us are operating based on the ideas, conclusions, assumptions, beliefs, judgments, memories of what we've learned, we've been taught. Well, here's how things work. So I know I can't do that, and I know I got to do this, all these assumptions. And so creating from the unknown, and there's a really great tool, and I have a lot of this in the Awaken Your Business program too, if you're ready to take that step. I will include the link here for sure, to begin to repattern your nervous system so you are connected with that space of the creator, that space from which you came. And it will show you, will guide you. It will create wealth. It will create prosperity. It will create health. This is what we're doing in this work. It's not like a theory. It's a tangible, real thing. So once we do this, one thing I love is if you had infinite power and infinite capability and you were infinitely worth it, what would you create? What would you create and what would you choose? And now, I'll use this example of like if you wave a magic wand, because the mind will say, oh, well, if I could have it my way, I would create blah, 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 blah. And I'm not talking about the ego self. I want this. I want that. Just move into your heart. What do you truly desire? Because it's going to be a contribution to everyone. But if you add the little, if you could wave a magic wand, it automatically brings you beyond those assumptions. Oh, well, I mean, I know, of course, I have to keep doing blah, 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 because then I'll get my, I had a woman I worked with who said, well, if I go another 12 years, I'll get my, pension for the rest of my life. And she's already like depressed and miserable in her job. I'm like, 12 years? You actually think you're going to survive 12 years of this? But she, as soon as we do the, if you could wave a magic wand, oh, well, if you put it that way, then it'd be like this and it'd be like that. And I'd do this and I'd do that and blah, blah, blah. Now you get the creative juices flowing. That is not a hypothetical, you guys. You're not in la la land. Even Einstein said, your imagination is your creative power. If you would let yourself play with that, you would see the power in action. You would see how powerful you are. And so, creating from the unknown is beyond those ideas, assumptions, conclusions, beliefs, beyond everything you think you know about everything, lies the possibility that is beckoning you. And in that possibility, you are alive, you are fed and nourished, you are resourced, and you are contributing in a meaningful way to everyone. Even if it's only through working with 10 people or taking care of one person, if you're in that alignment of including yourself in the equation, being free from attachment and fear about money or about whatever, and operating beyond the known from the space of creator, from the space of the truth of who you are infinite. You are abundant, you are unstoppable, and you are always resourced. So, are you ready to step into that? It doesn't mean you understand it. It doesn't mean you know how. If you just erase the chalkboard of, I need to know how, because you don't, how do you make your kidneys filter the blood and create urine? Try harder at that one. You can't. You can only allow more surrender in the body so that that process happens to a greater degree, right? Because you could be in the contraction, stress, and tension that, inhibits your detoxification pathways. But you can't, no matter how hard you try, create better health or create better detoxification. Like, I've seen people try really hard at this, you guys. Like, they're on a restrictive diet and they're taking, whatever, spirulina and cilantro. Great. I've done it. I love it. I love when there's a detox and you're nurturing your body. But if you're working hard at it as opposed to allowing it, it's never going to happen. So, could you allow the prosperity to come into your life to be a great receiver? A container of that well-being, which is wealth, which is true health, so that you can show up as a true contribution. Everything you do is powerful. Everything you do lifts everyone on the planet. That's how you are being invited to show up in your life. So, what resources will nurture you in that? Well, I have a great one that I've mentioned in the Awaken Your Business program, because it's not just about like a business structure, it's about a new way of being and creating so that you are winning. You are winning in your life, and you can share that prosperity with others, because nobody wants one more talking head. I'll help you if you're a healer, if you're in coaching, if you're a doctor like me who wanted to do something more expansive where I'm really living instead of like slowly dying every day as I'm trying to help people. So many of us are here to be a part of this new system, but if we don't go into a higher mind, we will not create it. We will not, we'll just keep creating the limitation. So if you've had not enough energy, not enough time, not enough money, not enough being with your family, feeling joy, this is a step that will be hugely resourceful for you to operate in a new mind, in a new frequency. Be emanating a higher transmission and literally create a new world. We're not going to fix the existing one. We're not going to reform the healthcare system, but we can create something new. And guess what? It's already being created. And what's your part in that, in any of these systems, right? Because it will be something that feels fluid for you, that is joyful, that it's like, I'm getting paid for this. This is so effortless for me. But yes, because you're contributing your value, it will come back to you. That has meaning and purpose, right? Like, really does something in the world that makes a difference for you. And you are the three trifecta. It's what you do and what you're best at has real meaning and purpose and creates a living. Right, actually generates revenue for you, revenue for your life, because that is the prosperity you're contributing to the planet. So that's sort of the three pieces of the true trifecta of abundant living, right? You're doing what you love to do and are best at. It's making a meaningful, purposeful contribution on the planet, and it's creating a living for you, supporting you, feeding you, nurturing you, flourishing your life. When you have those pieces together, you are unstoppable and all the world benefits. So I'm going to share the link for the Awaken Your Business program. It's drkimd.com/AYB. All of the details are on the page. You will be very strongly nurtured, because there's a lot of nuggets in there of these deep integrations for like little things you didn't know you were holding, right? No, I don't have issues with money. Or, oh no, I'm perfectly happy giving to others. And you don't realize like you're actually depleting yourself in foundational ways. So you're going to start to see, how do I include myself in the equation? What does that even mean? Have I been abandoning myself, right? Because you are a creator, you are not a victim. No one is a victim here. And that's a big pill to swallow if you've had a lot of challenge or pain or trauma drama. You got to cultivate some serious compassion for all the stuff you've been through, because it's real. It's big. You can't gloss over it and put ice cream on top of poop and say, it's all good. That is not going to work. We're going to create foundational changes. And so take these three pieces to heart, because we're all here to step into a prosperous reality, no matter what you're doing, because where the world is going and what really works is we're in true contribution, meaning, and purpose, doing what we love to do, what we're put here to do, what comes naturally to us, as opposed to like slaving away and sweating it, and receiving, being a great receiver, so that you always get more back than what you put in. I feel better at the end of creating Mind Body TV than when I did before going in. I feel better at the end of my workday than I did going in. Let everything be like that for you. So just start by considering that. Whoa, how can I receive more the more I give? What would that even look like? But stay in the receptive state, soft body, so that you can hear the answer. It will change how your brain works. It will change what you see. It'll change everything you are. So you are a powerful creator. You can visit drkimd.com for resources for the mind body toolkit. If you haven't already, this is a great way to activate the power for health, for wealth within you, 10 tools you can use anytime, anywhere to activate that inner power. That's at drkimd.com/book. And I'm inviting you to the Awaken Your Business program. If this calls to you, speaks to you, if you're ready to take a bold, courageous step in activating your system, it will do this as soon as you make that choice and step in, and you'll love the resources available. So that's at drkimd.com/AYB. What else did I want to say? Okay, we will be here every week broadcasting MindBody TV live on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. And you can join the MindBody community if you're in Facebook to continue the conversation. Our coaches are there ready to assist you. I'm so grateful to have you here. Let me know how this landed. What do you feel in your body right now? Because that will get you closer and closer to what your wisdom is guiding you to. I can only be here to facilitate and amplify that. You're the one to connect, to listen, and to choose. So much love to you, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
You've been listening to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.